I'm with Tony Hemming, the head curator for the ICC Global Cricket Academy and the Dubai Cricket Stadium. Tony, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And what are you having to do with the outfield? Because obviously you mentioned the humidity as being a factor at the Dubai International Stadium. Presumably, if you're watering the outfield all the time, that humidity becomes even more intolerable, really. So what's your process in terms of watering the outfield for the matches?
During the extreme summer period, we found that our ground's 4 years old now, so we've got really well-established root system in the profile. And we find now that we're only watering once every 3 days. But when we do water, we put on about 20 millimetres of water. So that's a lot of water. It, one, flushes the salts. And then we allow the ground to dry out, which enhances and roots then chase. The other side of that is you're in the extreme temperatures and the water's hot. You also have root dieback. But I found that if we water the ground heavily, like 20 mil, and then we walk onto the ground and we're working on the ground that day, well, you sweat more. The water that's in the ground is coming out of the ground from evaporation, and I'd find the players would find it uncomfortable if we'd watered the night before. So for this series, we're going to water, you know, a couple of nights before, and we'll actually reduce our amount of water that we're putting into the table. So we're sort of balancing that outfield. And, of course, we want the ball to run fast in the outfield for T20 so you get value for your shots.
Now, we've spoken of some of the challenges you have to face to produce pitches in this part of the world. One of the other challenges, I know when we've spoken away from interviews in the past, you've explained to me about the amount of sand you have falling on the pitch, the dust during the course of a year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we've done research back in 2007 where we were talking, it was around 1 square metre of synthetic turf was placed on a 4 metre height, and at the end of every month we'd grab that carpet, shake it and weigh it, and then multiply that across the whole area of the ground, and we came to a calculation of 27 tonne a year would actually fall in the stadium. An example would be one dust storm over the weekend. If we were to vacuum the cricket block, which is around 550 square metres, we would generally pick up 4 kilograms of dust. And then the other item in that dust is you need to understand what it is. We know it's 13% clay content. We know it's 33% silt, and the rest is in sand particles.
So how do you deal with that? What sort of a problem is that for growing a cricket pitch and maintaining a decent outfield?
Yeah, well, for the outfield, we aerate 2 to 3 times a month. So, and generally, as I've talked about with the irrigation, by a deep watering, we're flushing those particles. Of course, over a period of time, our outfield's drainage rate could be slowing down, but our monitoring that we do on a monthly basis, we originally had the ground at an infiltration rate of 500 millimetres per hour. At certain times of the year when we're getting a fast outfield, it hardens up and the drainage slows down. But we found we're still back to 350 mil in the fourth year of building that ground. So we're doing a really good job managing between the two. Now, with the wicket table, of course, the cricket clay doesn't allow you to flush salts. It doesn't allow you to... And mixing the clay with a foreign product means that the pitch will get slower and lower. And that's the balancing act for us, that we know we're in this desert environment and we know we have to try our best to produce, you know, quality wickets, and we pride ourselves on having, you know, good, consistent pitches. But there's no doubt from perhaps the first year we were rolling out pitches to what we are now that there is a pace slowing up a little bit. I think the last test match we had prior, standing 24 metres back. So I don't think that's, you know, too slow a wicket. It's pretty good, actually. And I'm sure with the Australians hitting the deck, as they do, they'll probably make the deck look a little bit quicker than perhaps what it is.